Hello, friends. Crystal here, your Vibrant BF, and I am back today with an episode that has been brewing for several weeks now. Today's episode, we are talking about the power of silence. I was debating on naming it the power of silence or shut up. I think you might have resonated more with shut up. I wonder what I'll end up with. Anyway, it's the power of keeping your mouth closed. It's the power in the pause. It's just observing. It's the power with, okay, if that's how you see it. Okay, if that's what you want to do. The power, the power, the power. Now, disclaimer, I have not yet mastered this. I don't know if I ever will, but I have become extremely more intentional with shutting up. I don't always do it. I usually fall short with my family, as many of you will attest to as well. But the power of silence is a real thing, and we're going to talk about why that is. So for those of you who are back, welcome. I'm so happy to have you back again. If this is your first time here, I am so happy that you decided to join me over here in my little space of the internet. So when you think of silence, when you hear the word shut up, they essentially are the same things, but they definitely have different energies behind them. So what resonates with you? I feel like there are times that we may hear our higher self saying, shut up, stop talking, don't say anything else. Or you may hear your higher self saying, just be quiet, just stay silent. And whatever the situation is and what may be going on, the main point is to listen to that intuition, listen to your higher self, and just stay silent. One of the greatest lessons is understanding when to speak and when to stay silent. You will know that you've really hit a next level of maturity when you're not trying to force people to see your point of view, to get your point across, and just letting it be, allowing people to stay in whatever paradigm they want to stay in. You cannot force someone to see your point of view. You can live by example. You can share if asked. Otherwise, everybody is going to come to their own level of consciousness and their own timeline. And you continually talking and trying to get your point across and drilling it in or yelling or whatever it may look like is not the way to do it. I talk about a saying, I think it's a Chinese proverb, that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And for so many years, I thought I was everyone's teacher. Does anybody feel like that? I felt like if something was said in my presence, then I was there to correct them. If you didn't already know, I have a lot of Virgo placements. Now, I would consider myself a healed Virgo. There's always different levels to attain, but overall, I do feel like a healthy Virgo. I do stay in a higher vibration of the Virgo. So when I would hear people talk and they would say something that made really no sense, I would want to correct them. I would want to tell them why they were wrong. I would want to show them where they were wrong. I would want to give them receipts of when they did that wrong. I mean, all the things. Again, Virgo. And of course, I was always valid because, again, Virgo. But it didn't work that way. And it usually went even far left, especially with my children, family, friends, whoever it was that I was talking with, that I was like, no, just see it my way because this is the right way. And, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And this is why you don't know what you're talking about. What was that doing? Was that for my ego? Or was I really trying to help them? Were they really trying to evolve? What was it really? Well, obviously, I know what it was about now. It was about me. It was about me showing them where they could be better, where they were wrong. It wasn't about them. And as you continually to grow and evolve and heal and mature, you understand it's about the person. You become of service to other people. You want to become a light. You want to help them understand what it is they need, not what you think they need or the route they need to take to get to where you think they should go. But you check in with them. You first want to see what it is that they need from you. Are they looking for advice or are they looking for just someone to listen and staying silent? And here's the thing, more times than not, people just want someone to listen and to hold that space for them. Now, as I continually grow and evolve and heal, people do seek my advice more because I really am looking out for them. Now, of course, there are things, especially with my children, you know, loved ones that I'm like, no, please don't do that. This is what I see. I really feel like this may be better. But at the end of the day, I want to love you where you are, and I want you to get whatever lessons, teachings, growth, healing that you need to be your best self. And that doesn't come with me always talking, but that comes with the power of silence. So let's talk about some ways to actually initiate the power of silence, because it's a lot easier said than done. One of the things my kindness coach, aka my sister, taught me many, many years ago was basically like, what is the point of you saying that? What is the objective? If you were to say X, Y, and Z, what is the objective you're looking for? If it's not going to make a positive impact on the person, then why do you need to say it? When you're in a situation, whether it be one-on-one, in a group, whatever it is, I first want you to listen and be present with the person. I don't want you to listen to respond, but I want you to listen to understand, to be curious. That is number one with understanding the power of silence. When you are listening and curiosity and to understand, you're not going to be thinking of ways of what they should be doing or what they could be doing. You're going to be listening with empathy and open heart. That's the first thing. Now, if it's already been decided, hey, I'm going through this, I would really like your advice. Again, you still want to listen with curiosity and an open heart, but then you're going to also listen out for cues of what may be resonating and what you need to speak about. I've guided people before, and this is something my own personal intuition is, I will get downloads and receive channeled messages for people that I'm in communion with or I'm talking with. And so for me, I know how to tap in fairly easy. Just by listening, I will get like little flags of things that we want to go deeper into. So once you have listened, truly listen, and you allow yourself the power of silence and the power of the pause to digest, it's also very powerful to reiterate, to give feedback, to repeat what it is that you heard, because we have to understand that we're all coming with our own filters, our own paradigms, and our own lenses. So you always want to say, so what I'm hearing is you're feeling like X, Y, and Z. And if they say yes, you can go into more curiosity, allowing for more silence from you. What do you mean when you say this? Can you elaborate more on that? It allows them to start to dig deeper as well. It's not you pinpointing it and finding it. It's them seeing it for themselves. This is where major shifts happen. When people are given the space to really think and have the bandwidth to look outside of maybe the paradigms and the lenses they were originally seeing it through, and you're holding that space for them, this is where the transformation takes place. So if you do get a download, insight, intuition that says something, great, speak. Or maybe it's like, that's really tough. That's really challenging. I'm going to think about that. And just you creating that space for them lets them feel not only heard, but validated and seen. And that is what people want. That is what people need. And maybe during that time of you thinking more about it while you're staying in your power of silence, they will get a revelation and a download. Or maybe you'll get even a deeper understanding. But at the end of the day, it's about understanding the magic that happens when you're quiet, the magic that happens when you're silent, the magic that happens when you just say, okay. So another side of this with the silence is just agreeing, okay. If someone says, I believe that you don't do this because of this and because of that and because of this, okay, you can just agree. Okay, if they have said this is how they view it and this is what they think, what is you telling them? Well, you think wrong. Well, that's not it. What is that actually going to do? And then it becomes this battle, and then egos start going up, and then defenses start going up, and people aren't really in a posture and a place to receive, to grow, to heal, to expand, but they're trying to each get their point across. Versus just sitting and saying, oh, okay, and let people sit with whatever they believe. And maybe after a few days, they may come back and say, this has actually happened to me. You know what? I want to apologize for the way I responded with this. Maybe I should do X, Y, and Z. Or after I thought about it more, I think you do have a point. And allowing them to get to that revelation. Again, when you allow people the space because you are staying silent, it allows them to transform within. I want you to think about yourself. Has there been a time where someone allowed space for you, where you were communicating with someone and they were silent and they listened and they just held the space? They didn't judge it. They didn't tell you what you should be doing, where you were wrong. They just let you be. And they were more silent than not. How did that feel for you? And if that's never happened to you, you be that example for someone. Allow other people to see what it feels like to just have space, to be able to communicate without judgment and just have the other person stay in their power and their knowledge, but stay silent for you to get that revelation or for you to dig deeper within or to ask those deeper questions for yourself. This is where true healing is. This is where growth is. This is what I desire for everyone. And as I've continued to grow and heal myself, I say, you know, I don't want to get in anyone's way, my children's way, my spouse's way, my friend's way, my family's way, anybody. I don't want to get into anyone's way of the lessons and the growth that they need. And I don't know what that looks like. So I will stay in silence. I will stay with my wisdom. I will stay with my power. If my intuition tells me to speak and to elaborate or to share or to give guidance, then that's what I will do. Otherwise, I'm going to stay in my silence. I'm going to agree. If they come out and they tell me this is how they view it, that is their point. That is their lens. I can't take their glasses off, clean off their lenses, put a blue hue on, put a rose hue on, put a clear view on. That is their lens that they will hopefully one day will evolve and be able to see very clearly. And I don't know when that is. And I don't know when that will be. And that's not for me to know. Everybody reaches their level of healing and growth and transformation when it's their time. We all develop at different stages. And really getting to that space to allow people to be and to evolve and grow at their pace is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we can take a note from nature. You're not always in blooming season. There are multiple stages of our growth. And for you to try to make someone bloom in their winters is not how it works. There's deep transformation that needs to take place. And you forcing it to come forth faster or quicker, that's not how it works. And this is something I've really had to learn. And I tell you what, my children can attest to this. I was very much like, that's not how it's done. Do it like this. You need to do this. You can go there. Now, of course, there were times where I was like, what do you think? And what do you think you should do? But more often than not, I could see what I thought they should be doing and how they should be doing it. And I would offer that and tell them that. Yes, it's a little bit different with your children, but still, they are still their own beings as well. They still have their own autonomy. They still have their own brains. They also have their own journeys. And as parents, if we can allow that space for them to learn that journey and to feel confident to trust their intuition instead of trying to guide and be in control of every little thing, it's going to make them more well-rounded, more intuitive. They're going to learn how to feel safe in their own bodies. You're going to show them how to trust themselves. And that's truly where we should all be. We should all learn to trust, to feel safe within ourselves, to trust our intuition. And with all of that, for those of you who may be struggling with, I'm not sure how to feel safe in my body. I don't know what it feels like to listen to my intuition. I'm not even sure if it's my intuition. I have created the most incredible interactive journal. It has QR codes throughout that take you to guided courses that I've taught, different video lessons, somatic techniques. There's podcast episodes. It's just a beautiful integrative journal that is now available on Amazon, wherever you may live. For those of you who follow me over on IG at ByronBF, the link is also in my bio. And I'm telling you what, she is a one-of-a-kind masterpiece, and I am so proud of her. But ultimately, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of the woman who is learning to listen and to trust and to feel safe with her intuition. And it's a continual process. It's a muscle. It's a lifestyle that we continually grow and do. And this journal is going to help you integrate these practices, mind, body, and spirit. I hope that today you understand the power in the pause, the power in the okay, and the power of letting people grow at their own pace and evolve at their own levels, and understand that we are all truly doing the best we can from our level of consciousness and being kind to one another for people to evolve and grow and heal. I would love to hear from you. Drop a comment below. and tell me what resonated. If you don't already, be sure to follow me over on Vibrant BF on IG. And until next time, friends, bye-bye.